Well, good morning. As you get your day started, do you know there's no better way to start your day than starting it with God? I don't just mean thinking about Christian things or spiritual things. I mean with God himself. Because God, although he is so great and powerful and in control of everything, his greatness enables him to pay specific attention to individual little human beings. And that's what he wants to do with you right now. And that's why he's given us the Bible, so that as we read it and listen to him, he can speak into our lives. We're reading through the book of Romans, and we come to chapter 7 this week. And in chapter 7, the Apostle Paul says, "Or do you not know, brethren, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law," he's talking about God's revelation to us through the Bible, his moral expectations for life. "Do you not know that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives? For the married woman is bound by law to her husband while he's living, but if her husband dies, she's released from the law concerning the husband. So then, if while her husband is living she is joined to another man, she'll be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she's free from the law, so that she's not an adulteress, though she's joined to another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, when you died with Christ, when he died on the cross, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit for God. For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law," he's saying, when you see prohibition, you're not allowed to do this, there's something in us that makes us want to do it, just because it says we're not allowed to. Don't push this button? Well, we want to push the button and see what happens. So he says that our sinful passions, which were aroused by the law, were at work in us, in the members of our body, to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the spirit and not oldness of the letter. We aren't just now just trying to keep the rules and regulations so that we can be good enough, so that we hope that when we die, our good will outweigh our bad and God might accept us into heaven. Well, no one can ever be good enough for God in that way. Only by the free gift of Jesus Christ can our lives be made right with God. But now that we've come to God in that way and found forgiveness, so that we're not always wondering about, have I been good enough? And we're not always just trying to keep the little rules and regulations. Rather, now our spirit is longing to please God. And so there's a motivation of love in our lives, which is so much greater than the motivation of the law. We serve in newness of the spirit, not in the oldness of the letter. Paul says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law, for I would have not have known about coveting if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, my sin nature, taking opportunity through the commandment, produced in me coveting of every kind. For apart from the law, sin is dead. And I once was alive apart from the law. But when the commandment came, sin became alive and I died. And this commandment, which was to result in life, proved to result in death for me. For sin, taking opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. Therefore did that which is good become a cause of death for me? May it never be. Rather, it was sin, my sin nature, in order that it might be shown to be sin by effecting my death through that which is good, that through the commandment, sin might become utterly sinful. Our problem is not God's law, but our own sin nature. Now the law is my privilege. It shows me how to be pleasing to God. I'm John North.